بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله، وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله، ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل، قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم، وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا، لا إله إلا هو، سبحانه عما يشركون. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم، ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل، ويصدون عن سبيل الله، والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله، فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم. هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. And the Jews say, Uzair is the son of Allah. And the Christians say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. This is their word from their very mouths. They imitate the wording of the kafirs of past. Allah Ta'ala's curse be on them. How are they being turned away? They take their priests and their monks as gods besides Allah. And they take up Isa alayhi salam also as a god. وَمَا أُمِرُوا, whereas they have been only commanded to worship Allah Ta'ala alone. There is no one worthy of worship but He. He is pure and far from the things that they join up to Him. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, with their breaths. And Allah Ta'ala will not allow but that He completes and perfects His religion, even though the kafirs may detest the same. It is He who sent down His Rasul with guidance and the religion of truth, that it may prevail over all religion, even though the kafirs and the mushriks may detest the same. The Jews and the Christians had moved off the track, and hence the reservation and the doubt that lingers in the minds of Muslims, that these are people that subscribe to a divine book, so hence they should be counted as some type of believers. So this doubt has been rejected, that they've got nothing to do with religion, because they are guilty equally to the other mushriks. Like the other mushriks have joined up people to Allah Ta'ala, then they have done the same. Someone is saying so and so is the son of Allah Ta'ala, and someone is saying he is the son of Allah. So they are identical to the kafirs of the past. They are under divine curse. So they have moved off the course. They are identical to the rest of the kuffar. There is no difference between both of them. And then they have taken up the priests and the monks as gods, when divine protection has been moved away, and a person is under divine curse, then his reasoning also goes off. When the reasoning goes off, then he wants to do things without any barriers and without any restriction. So the restriction is lifted by the monks, by the priests, because the priests see what the following wants. They don't want restrictions, they don't want laws to regulate them. They want to be unrestricted and free. Just that they want the license from their priests. So the priests give them the license to do the wrong as they wish they may do. And they have been covered up by their priests. So they, on their end, they want not to be restricted. And the priests also, in order to curry favor with them and to gain some type of wealth, they will also lift those restrictions. In turn, they will take some wealth. So the following are guilty of the fact that they deliberately want to move away to a religion without any restrictions. The priest has made it available to them that now this is what you want. So this is a religion without any restrictions. Hence, you see, this is the end of Christianity. It's a religion without any restriction. And if you look at Judaism, it's about the same, very much identical to Christianity. All that they needed to do was to create some stratagem to show permissibility. Somehow or the other, to forge a permissibility, to legitimize. This was the achievement of the Christian, of the Jews, that somehow they tried and legalized things. Like in the story of the Sabbath, the fishing community, how they went on to legitimize and to make permissible. So, both their priests of the Christians as well as the Jews, they tried to legitimize, one in showing that there isn't a thing like any prohibition, and the other in trying to legitimize. So, they will show a good front, and according to the front that they will show, things will seem to be permissible. They will feel appeased within themselves, and the people will also feel appeased. So both do not want any restriction. In order to break those restrictions, one will say that there isn't a thing like prohibitions and restrictions, and the other will go on the route of legitimizing. So somehow or the other, he will try and legitimize, make permissible, and they imitate the kafirs of the past. The warning that we need to take from here is this. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this ummah will also imitate the Jews and the Christians. At least see how clear this is today, that we want to legitimize, make it permissible somehow or the other, get someone to say that this is permissible. We want the heart's desire, but we don't want to get ourselves embarrassed. So get someone to legitimize and make it permissible. So we can at least say that this person made it permissible, and it is permissible. Who are you to say that this is impermissible? So this is all a game. Religion becomes a commercialized venture. Nobody wants to do the real thing, the thing that Allah Ta'ala wants. He wants his own thing to be endorsed and approved. So this is the end of a religion, where you want your own thing, but you want a religious stamp upon what you want. In all this, the Christians, what they wish, they want to put off the light of Allah Ta'ala. But this is the light of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody is able to put off His light. And when He has already declared that this religion is going to prevail over all other religions, then nobody can stop this. Then again, Allah Ta'ala reiterates the mentality and the mindset of these Christians and Jews. That many monks and priests, they eat up the wealth of people through falsehood. In other words, in wrong ways, wrongfully they eat up the wealth of people. So they become the in-between Allah Ta'ala and mankind. Who becomes the in-between, the monk and the priest becomes the in-between Allah Ta'ala and mankind. You see me right and you'll get your things right from Allah Ta'ala. This is the type of message that he is giving across, that you just need to see me right through giving me the tithes. They give me the tithes and now things are permissible and things are legal for you. So they eat wealth of people wrongfully or under wrong pretenses, as though they've got a special relationship with Allah Ta'ala, and because of the special relationship, they will intercede and they will get the favors of Allah Ta'ala turned towards you. So wrongfully and under wrong pretexts, they earn wealth. And in the whole process, what are they doing? They are turning people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala. Then you look into their personal lives. Their personal lives are such, يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ. They heap up gold and silver, not spend it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So it becomes a pure material commercial venture that they will ask others to spend upon them. That they are the in-between Allah Ta'ala and mankind, and they have got the right, exclusive right to intercede to Allah Ta'ala on behalf of people. So with wrong pretenses and wrongfully they will earn wealth. But when you look at their own personal lives, then they don't have that belief in the hereafter. So they are just going on hoarding and heaping up wealth, gold and silver, not spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. What is going to be the outcome of all this? That same wealth, that gold and that silver, will be branded in the fire of Jahannam, and their forelocks, their sides, their flanks, and their backs will be burnt with this very stuff. And it will be said to them, this is that very thing that you used to hoard and pile up for yourselves. So taste the consequence of the things that you used to hoard up and pile up for yourselves.